Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio. Bubba Boy threatening to show up as well, but he's not here yet, I guess.
Is that a threat?
I think it is a threat, definitely. But that's okay. We'll give him some slack because, you know, this is the first broadcast of 2019. He might be a little hungover from last week's, you know, New Year's Eve extravaganza. Yeah, it takes a lot out of you to put on a two-hour radio show spectacular.
That's right. You got to stay hydrated.
You got to stay hydrated with pure cane moonshine. Wait, what is that? It's spring water. Actually, is spring water you're drinking? Is that what you're...
Yeah, it is.
Okay, unlike Jared the Diver Guy, who is drinking a different form of spring water in the mountains of Virginia, he is connected via the web, I believe. Jerry, you there? Hello?
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah, he's here, as well as Captain Walt DeMartini, Barry the Bugger.
Thanks, I'm here.
And at least for a short amount of time to kick off the show today, we have Brittany, the scuba gypsy. Is that what we're calling you now, Brittany? Is that what we're going with, or what?
The aqua gypsy.
The aqua gypsy, that's right. The aqua she doesn't want to just limit it to scuba. Anything you know, loosely connected to water is good enough for her. You know, we've called her Mermaid Brittany, but she's like, hey, I'm more of a gypsy spirit. And she is. She's a very outgoing. She wants to just get out there, travel the world, and anything connected to the water, you want to be a part of it. Is that right, Britt?
That's correct.
Yes.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year to everyone. Yes, it's a special day here at Scuba Radio headquarters. But look, Brittany was in the Turks and Caicos with us on our Christmas in the Caribbean cruise. We haven't talked to her since, so you have officially recovered. And then I don't know, probably celebrated accordingly, Christmas and New Year's and all that kind of stuff. But you've already been diving. Have you already actually dove in 2019? Is this right, Britt?
I did. I already spent my money. You know, they always say you're only as good as the next dive. And so I already did it.
How about that? See, that is a true aqua gypsy. I mean, she's living up to the superpowers that she possesses and starting the New Year's off right. Now, we're going to talk about the dives she did for New Year's, but we may wait. We may do that in another week or two because you have an actual list that you want to share. You want to share the love of diving and aqua gypsying, if that's such a thing. is like a top five ways to prepare for the new year as a diver or something? Is that what you were telling me or what? What do you got?
Yeah, like five plans you need to make. You know, everything, the new year rings in resolution and, you know, so I just wanted to kind of like make a little list.
Okay.
And top five plans you need to make to start off your diving new year right.
Excellent. Yeah, last year we had the consensus or I should say last week, but last year, you get what I had to work that in at one point.
Same thing.
Yeah. Well, the New Year's resolution, everybody, we had that consensus that the resolution is to dive more. But you actually have worked it down to a five-item list to just start us on the right path. Is that right there, Britt, or what?
I did, because if we just say dive more, like we have to develop a plan.
That's
we can't just say dive more. I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. It means nothing. It's just idle talk. We want action. So this is a five 8-point action plan to execute better diving in 2019. So, Brittany, number five, working our way to number one. What do we start with? What
are we doing? Drum roll, please.
Wow, that looks very disturbing on Facebook Live there, by
the
way.
Don't care.
Yeah. Well, like, when did we start caring?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I digress.
Number five.
Go ahead.
Okay, number five. Keep current on new technology.
Okay.
So right now is a really, really interesting time to you know, get into the diving world, especially for millennials and for people that are just really, really into technology. And we have new computers coming out. We have integrated BCDs, and they're starting to put everything in the works with everything, really, you know, with gauges and consoles and computers. So it's really, really interesting time to start getting involved in diving. And so that's number five.
All right. Keep take advantage of the new stuff. You know, like
as
that
long
new
as they don't add text to it.
Add what?
Text. They don't put text in these new dive computers.
Oh, no. I can't wait for the day when I can start sending emojis to my dive buddy.
I want to get away from the cell phones and the text.
No, instead of you sending it, giving them the thumbs up, you just send them the emoji of the thumbs up. Wouldn't that be nice? Anyway, you know, Brittany actually drew my attention this week, too. She said, hey, did you see the new Shearwater computers in the Aquaman movie? I said, no, but supposedly they are in there. Is that right, Brittany?
Or do they're in there, the Black Mantas.
Okay, so the Black Mantas have Shearwater dive computers on them. How cool is
that?
They
have cool submarines, too. We don't have that either.
Well, okay. Look at the bright sides, Barry. You always don't bring in all the negative. We're trying to
start. No, not negative. I'm waiting for you to purchase one so we could try it out.
Oh, okay. Well, there's that.
That's a whole nother show.
It is. Let's go on to number four.
World of submarining.
Aqua Gypsy, hit us with number four. What do we got?
All right, number four. Continued education.
Aha.
So this could be anything. This could be, you know, if you're not a diver and you wanted to try, you know, starting out with an open water class, or, you know, if you want to pick up like a nitrox class, which is a really, really good one to have, moving into, you know, rescue or advanced, just starting to continue to learn, because when you continue to learn, you continue to dive.
I love it. Yeah. Even if you're dumb as a box of rocks, Barry the bugger, you ought to just keep going. No, I'm not saying Barry is. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Just wait till I take you out again.
What just happened there?
I'm just saying you should always, a good diver is always learning. And that's what Brittany is trying to say. And I'm just trying to illustrate that.
But why did you specifically single out Barry?
I could have picked anyone. I could have said you, CJ, but you're here within striking distance. So I went with Barry.
Okay.
All right. So number three, Brittany, what do you have?
Number three is plan to travel more. So, you know, you could do this in a bunch of different ways. You could, like, pick an animal and say, I really want to go see that animal. You know, do a little research on the interwebs and figure out where that animal is.
Pick a critter and go find it.
I
love that idea. Yeah. But what would be your critter, CJ?
And just start planning.
Loch Ness.
Okay,
so,
sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No, go ahead, Brittany. That's fine. Just start planning to do that is what you were going to say, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, just figure out how much the cost and the airfare and everything, and then just divide up the time that you have, you know, the weeks that you have, and set aside that money per week.
Yeah. I mean, CJ blurted out Loch Ness, which so he's trying to, you know, take title of box of rocks away from Barry.
No, listen. You could never be one-upped, ever. You're talking to you're swapping dive stories, and somebody says, well, I saw this or I saw that. Well, that's cool. What did you see? I dove with the frickin' Loch Ness Monster.
Okay, you could do that. Or you could say, I'm on a quest to find this particular critter.
Well, then you sound crazy.
No.
You would have to actually dove with it and documented it.
Well, no, say you want to go find a seahorse this year. You know, as a diver, because that's a fairly rare kind of thing. So, you know, just make a goal and go after it. Right, Brittany? That's what you're saying, isn't it?
That's right.
Real animals. Okay.
Yeah.
Jerry, what animal would you like to see this new year?
Bigfoot.
Okay.
Leave it to the Scuba Radio crew to give us two mythical creatures already.
Creatures from the Black Lagoon.
Hey, quit it.
The Black Maroon.
Oh, geez. Just move on to number two. What do you got, Brittany?
All right. Number two. So meeting new people. You could do this anyway. You could go to a dive shop. You could go on and join like a Facebook or Instagram forum.
Yeah.
But just get out there. Join a club. Meet new people. Meet fellow divers.
Get on Scuba Radio's Facebook Live today as we broadcast. And you can see CJ and myself and why indeed we have a face for radio.
Oh, why it's not Scuba TV.
Yeah, there you go. There's reasons for this craziness. All right, and number one, what do you got real quick?
Okay, number one. It all kind of ties back to everything.
Just let her do it. What is it?
It kind of just ties back to everything that we were talking, but just in general, dive more.
Dive more. Okay, that's where we started. It's kind of come full circle. I love it. The Aqua Gypsy has educated us just a little bit more. Thank God for her. We got more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I always think scuba diving is quite terrifying. Snorkeling, I'm fine. I want to be on the top looking down. I want to be on the bottom looking up.
I'm gonna swim against the tide.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy New Year to you. I got to thank the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany, there. She, I think she set us on the right path for more diving in 2019. That was the idea with those top five suggestions. I think they were well thought out. And this is something she's going to do more of in the future. Come up with these little lists to kind of keep us on track here.
Here's another thing you should do.
What should we do, Barry?
Have your gear serviced. Have your BC serviced. Have your regulators serviced. A lot of people never get that done.
Okay, that's just a friendly scuba tip. Not really something to motivate you to dive.
No, wait. Just throw that all that equipment away and come and buy new equipment from me every year.
At Mountain Divers, we could do that.
That sounds expensive. Yeah.
The money you got, CJ, you can afford it.
That's
no
true. Problem. This guy is swimming in the dough, right?
Yeah, who told you that?
The Aqua Gypsy. Actually, CJ asked me
Greg,
during the commercial.
I'm trying to hide that. Ixnay on the honey may.
Well, you know, he mentioned to me at the commercial break, he said, you know, she wants to be called the Aqua Gypsy. And he goes, is that really a good thing? And I'm like, well, yeah. What's wrong with the Aqua Gypsy?
Don't they travel around and, like, rip people off?
No. I don't believe that
like
is.
Like, rob you blind and then disappear in the dark of night?
No.
No, they tell your aqua fortunes.
That's right. She predicts the future. She's like a fortune teller, gypsy kind of thing. Maybe. You know, what she just shared with us was probably a glimpse into the future because she has that third eye thing.
I beg your pardon?
Gypsy. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Don't they do that? Don't the gypsies have that?
As he digs himself deeper and deeper.
You're saying she's a man.
What?
Oh, never mind. I misunderstood.
Yeah, I think you did.
No, it says here...
Gypsy is
a member of a traditionally itinerant people of North India, or a non-union trucker.
Oh,
or
okay.
A chorus dancer.
I don't know about her musical skills.
Working independently or without a license.
She definitely has her dive instructor card. I mean,
but,
you know, I can
they're
vouch
leaving
for that.
Out all the. Thievery.
I think that you're reading too much into the. I think that's
debauchery.
It's not. Debauchery. That's not accurate. She's the Aqua Gypsy.
She's the list maker.
She is, and she's making a lot of lists. And
is there a name for a list maker?
I don't know. We could spend
No matter what she is, she's ours,
Madam List.
Okay. Well, she's a nice gal. And we appreciate her contribution. Yes.
Love her to death.
And she was a blast on the live aboard because that was her first live aboard trip when we went out with Explorer Ventures to the Turks and Caicos a few weeks ago.
She must have been freaking out.
Oh, she was just having the time of her life. Yeah, it was great. And we're lucky to share that adventure. And you can go back and listen to the podcast from that week, you know, and get a little glimpse of live aboard diving as you see fit. But all right, so we have Jared the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, and it looks like we lost Captain Walt DeMartini, but he's...
Walt's having technical difficulty.
Is that what it is, or is his boat being worked on again? Do we know?
He's having technical difficulties.
Okay. Well, that's understandable. It happens. You know, first...
He can't talk to us.
Why can't he, Jerry?
He can hear us, but he can't talk back.
But he can't talk.
Oh, he can hear that, but he can't talk. All right. Well, we'll fix that during the next break. That's not a problem.
He may be socially lubricated right now.
What are the odds that it's going to be Captain Walt DeMartini or Gomez? From the Gomez Hilton, his alter ego. Because, you know, he had a big throw down there on New Year's Eve in South Florida. They know how to do it. They have the whole ball drop and everything pretty much every night there at the Gomez Hilton.
Yeah, I usually see the mushroom cloud slowly lifting up in that area.
Huh. That's strange. I didn't know there were explosive devices involved with
Walt's
that.
Walt's got nukes.
Well, when you're on the water, you know, it just looks so much prettier.
Okay, there's that. How are you going to kick off the new year yourself there, Barry? You got the Aqua Gypsy's top five list of how to execute properly in 2019.
He's going to watch Aquaman again.
No. Once is enough. I'm going to get into better shape. I am going to use my boat
grow
more.
Long hair.
And yeah. I'm going to grow long hair. Good luck on that one. And
what do you say? Your hair's running nice from your face?
It no longer grows from the top of my head. It kind of pulls down towards
my
face.
So it's running from your face.
You could grow.
That's right, gravity.
You could grow a sweet skullet.
A skullet?
Yeah, skullet.
What is that?
It's like a mullet, but the top, there's no hair on the top. It's like your skull.
Huh.
You mean like the monks?
I guess.
Just give him a comb over.
No. Because when you go diving, you can tell when someone has a comb over.
Not if you're wearing a cap.
Oh. No. You're diving. You see that hair kind of flowing back and forth, you know, like a fin from a fish. Can't do that.
I'll tell you what. On this last live aboard trip, I picked up a new item that I'm going to wear from here to the time I die, I think.
A cod piece.
No. What fun would that be?
Well, that's not for me to say.
No, I was talking about a beanie. Like,
okay, it's not a Speedo then. Good.
Well, yeah, I already wear those. No, a beanie like Captain Cousteau, like Jacques Cousteau. Yeah, you know, had these little red beanie, right? One a little
he
red.
Did. That's right.
So
wasn't that a knit cap?
It was. So Renee,
that's a toque.
Well, okay,
you that's can, not a beanie.
Yeah, well, a toque if you're in
don't
Canada.
Don't call it a beanie. If that's queer.
No, it's
call
not
it a toque. Really?
No,
call it toboggan.
No, it's called a hat, a scuba hat.
That's better than a beanie.
But Renee from Scuba Pro brought some of these Scuba Pro neoprene beanies onto the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard.
Beans and weenies.
And the water was a little bit, just barely on the cool side. It was hovering around, you know, 73, 75, 76, you know, 70. Well, actually, I think it was like 75.
That's
75,
a little chilly 76. For us.
And I could deal with it for the most part, but I started wearing the beanie, and I was like, okay, I'm good, because you know a lot of your heat dissipates there through the noggin, right? And so
you mean like a hood?
No, a beanie.
I've got one of those.
No, like a toque, like you'd wear, you know, a knit hat in the winter.
So it only cover it doesn't cover the neck at all.
No, you just need to cover the top of your noggin there. And a little bit over the ears, maybe, depending on how you're wearing your mask.
You mean but, like a swim cap?
Yeah, and it
like
has little holes.
Wear?
You know, Scuba Pro has these cool little beanies, and they have holes for the air bubbles if they get trapped up under there and stuff, too. So
they call them beanies, or do you call them beanies?
Yes!
I want the real French one.
The real French one? What is one that?
Yeah.
What is it, like more
one
sexy?
Jacques Cousteau wore.
Well, that would be red. A red one. It's just a color preference.
All right. It's a beanie.
Oh,
hey, you got
rocks.
Walt now.
All right, more coming up. Take it. Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio. To dive or not to dive with a beanie. That's kind of what I was pointing out here in the last segment. And CJ didn't believe me that this actually exists. But I showed him online that the scuba beanie does indeed exist. You know, and you can, you know, you can buy a Scuba Pro one. You can get one by a bunch of different manufacturers. We found one that is childproof, which I'm not sure what that means exactly. Did you figure that out, CJ, or no?
Yeah, I think child. All right, well, they have it protects you against a child bite.
Ah,
like if a child bites you in the head, if you're wearing this beanie.
Actually, more
you probably
children,
won't break the skin. You might just have a slight bruising, but it won't break your skin, so there'll be no blood.
Yeah, and you may laugh and think that's a joke,
and you might survive.
But it does exist, and the statistics actually back it up that more people are bitten by children than are sharks every
children
year.
Are vicious.
They are
selfish little bastards.
Oh, my gosh.
Feed me. Change
Greg,
me.
Greg.
Yes, Barry the bugger.
It's not a toque. It's called a chick. C-H-I-C. It's spelled J-Y-C.
What is he talking about?
I have
we just
no
the hat that Jacques Cousteau wore. I just sent it over to
it's
CJ.
It's a beanie.
No, it's a red hat, but it's nice.
So was this Scuba Pro, was it a 2 millimeter neoprene?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
I've got one
our
of those.
Little neoprene hat. We all have those.
Right. You take it underwater. You wear it under your, you know, as
mine's
part of
a
your
hood. Mine has a neck part to it.
You don't need, I mean, if you want to
so
go
I could
colder.
Pretend I'm one of the knights who say, me!
You could do that. But then people would look at you very strangely.
Nee.
As opposed to, hey, I really like your beanie. You kind of look like Jacques Cousteau.
Me! Nee.
I don't think he wore that when he was diving.
I'm not sure if that's accurate.
I have a knit hat like that, but it's black. And I either use it cat burglaring or the 3 days
oh,
that it's cold here.
Hey, multitasking. You know, it does have a few different.
Jewel thief? Or it's cold out.
Good point. More coming up. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly mantis.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. Come on, Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Old Greg, I don't care. And I'm man enough to wear a beanie. Just like Jacques Cousteau, who had a red one. But his was just knitted. It wasn't neoprene like what we have today. And I'm not sure if he ever wore his red hat underwater. But, you know, I could still say that when I'm diving with a beanie, it is practical because it keeps the heat in your head. And it actually was very effective on my last diving there in the Turks and Caicos and allowed me to dive probably longer and for more dives than I would have got chilled.
Keeps your brain warm.
Yeah. And I think it kind of looks cool, too. It's more streamlined. Your hair doesn't get in the way of your mask strap, you know.
I don't have that problem.
You do not. But you could
but you wouldn't get sunburn on your head either.
That's true. See?
True that.
Yeah, so it's
very... I need to look into this.
Very practical. Barry the Bugger seems to think that Jacques Cousteau's hat was called a chick or something. I don't know where he made this stuff up.
Well, I already looked it up, okay?
You already looked it up. And
it turns out...
Internet's always true.
Right.
It was standard issue for British Army and Royal Navy divers as far back as the 1800s, and it was called a cap comforter.
A cap comforter, or as what we say in today, a beanie.
The Pope wears a beanie.
To dive with a beanie or without is the question. I say with. It looks cool. Well, you're channeling Jacques Cousteau.
It's almost never practical.
It's
almost never cold enough, though, where we go.
Well, see, here's the thing. You know, in the Turks and Caicos, it was right at the threshold of having to wear much more, you know, protection.
Right.
Because it was around 75, 76 degrees. Little on the cool side for a Florida warm water wuss like myself. But with a beanie, I was fine. If I hadn't had a beanie, I might have to put on another layer.
Are there any
pictures? Kick it up to a 5 mil or something.
Any pictures on the Scuba Radio website about...
With me in a beanie?
Yeah.
The Turks and Caicos pictures are right there.
I got to look.
I am a handsome man, despite what you're seeing on Facebook Live right now, because I'm not wearing my beanie while we do the radio show. That would be foolish.
Oh, is that it?
It would be a fashion statement for sure, but since we're not in the water, I'm not wearing a beanie. And here's the thing.
I think he needs to wear it for the Facebook Live.
Well, I'll leave that to CJ.
Yeah, bust that out.
You want to put it on?
No,
you want to model it?
You should.
No, you are the main one in the frame Facebook Live.
I'm Mr.
We can let people vote on Facebook.
Advocate,
whether
beanie
they
advocate.
Prefer curly in a beanie or without a beanie. What do you think?
I think nobody cares.
Or not to be.
To beanie or not to beanie?
Not to beanie. That is the question.
Yes. Now, Captain Wald has reconnected with us. Wald, are you with us, or is it Gomez?
I'm loud and clear.
Okay, good. So New Year's Eve treated you well, and we're not talking to Mr. Gomez as opposed to Wald, are we?
No. Mr. Gomez left town with the drunken sailor,
of course,
and they went to Wyoming.
That's where they usually end up.
I love it up there.
39 minutes into.
I think they took a road trip to Lake Minnetonka. Or what is it? Titicaca.
Minnetonka. That's where they make those little tiny toy trucks.
That's where, yeah, they were looking for toy trucks. And
I found several shots of you here with this beanie on.
I'm a handsome man, aren't I? Look at that.
Well, you know.
All right.
Beaches are out.
Well, okay. I'll pull out my beanie. And that's code for, hey now.
What's up? Whoa.
What the hell? Sorry about that. Inside voice came out.
What? hey.
Oh, wow. Okay, no. Anyway, I wanted to bring up this other news item I found.
Where is your wife, by the way?
She left a long time ago. There is a company that I came across this week. You know, new year, new products, right?
Sure.
And people are always trying to come up with the latest and greatest thing to deter sharks from, you know, biting folks.
And children.
And this company.
AIDS will work.
Well, that would be very ecologically damaging, and we don't encourage that kind of stuff. But, you know, the surfers are the main ones that are, you know, coming out with this technology, like electric fields around their surfboard and all this kind of crazy stuff. And I read these stories, and I mean, as divers, we love to see sharks. But, you know, I can understand the fear the public has of sharks and that kind of thing. And I constantly get these new devices that are being developed to address that problem, that you know, irrational fear that a shark is going to, you know, bite me or eat me when I get into the ocean, whether you're diving or snorkeling or just swimming, right? So I understand that. And but this one was probably one of the strangest things that I've seen in a while. The company is called Shark Off. Okay, so you can check them out. You know, give them a plug accordingly. I think it's thesharkoff.com. And basically, this couple in the, I believe they're in the Midwest, they're in a landlocked USA. They've developed a line of shark deterrent jewelry. And they're like these little magnetic bands, like that golfer uses to make his, you know, arthritis go away that you saw on TV in the last few years. You know what I'm saying? But there's
helps
some
his putter.
Yes, we'll say that. And but I don't know. There's some metal alloy that they say projects this electronic field that sharks can pick up on. But they're actually using it as jewelry and saying this is you know, shark repellent jewelry that you can wear as a fashion statement. But it also happens to keep, you know, wig out the sharks when you're in the water and they won't bite you.
I already have a device that works.
Are we back to the dynamite?
No. Nothing explosive. This is reusable. You could use it over and over again.
Okay, what is that?
I have a 8x10 photo view that I laminated, and I just carry that around.
Oh, shots fired.
That is not right. I am offended. And
uncalled for. Wow.
And I'm
unsolicited, unprovoked.
I'm a little hurt. Yeah.
Blood has been drawn.
Why would you say
Barry,
that?
Why getting aggressive?
Why would you say this, Barry? Why?
It works.
It's probably about as good as shark repellent jewelry, is my guess. You know, but
I just soon to dive around the kite surfers.
This is true. Yeah, we had that video that popped up and went viral. Of the kite surfer. Did you see that, CJ?
No, I didn't.
So, yeah, you just Google it. Kite surfer hits shark. And he's flying, you know, through the water column there on his kite surfer. And all of a sudden, you see the shark swim into his path. And his kite surf rudder hits the shark.
Kite
and he
surfer,
goes flying.
Shark attack, Florida?
Maybe. I don't know if it was a shark attack. Was it, Jerry? I wouldn't say. He just kind of crashed into him, didn't he?
He just crashed into it. He went flying, though.
Yeah.
Was it from last year?
No.
It was pretty recent, I think.
2 days ago?
Yeah, it's pretty recent.
I think it happened like over Christmas
two
break.
2 days ago,
there.
Kite surfer takes a tumble after slamming
yes,
into a shark.
That's it. There you go.
Did the shark file a complaint with the police department?
Just keep them coming, Barry. Just keep them coming.
Okay. It's 2019. The year is young.
Yeah, everything resets.
Oh, this thing's making me sign up. I got to find another website.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, so, I mean, the thing is, the sharks are like...
Was it off the Dominican Republic?
No, I don't know. I mean, who cares? It was in the ocean.
Anything. Can you give me any
I just told
details?
You just got the gist of it. You know, kite surfer, you know, hits a shark while he was kite surfing, and it sends him for a tumble.
GoPro.
Where did it happen?
Well, we just said a few days ago.
Here's one I can watch.
Yeah. All right.
Whoa, it's pretty fast.
It was pretty fast, as you would expect.
Oh, I see the shark. Okay.
I don't think he saw it. He just got knocked off his board.
He was going real quick.
But they got it on video, which was kind of
He just hits
crazy.
It like the dart, the fin real quick. And
yeah.
Then...
But see, if he would add some shark jewelry on him, not only would he have looked cooler, this may not have happened. If
well,
you believe
he
that
went
this jewelry
into the shark,
has that
the shark wasn't
power.
Attracted to him. So it wouldn't have changed anything because he ran into the shark.
Yeah, but if that electronic field that this jewelry projects...
That fast?
Well, yeah, it's
you wouldn't have had to have been in the water to project that field, though.
Yeah, I think you're
well, maybe
the only thing it got projected was a surfer.
Well, that's true. And it did look pretty cool. I mean, if it wouldn't have happened, he wouldn't have went viral. So, hey, look at the bright side, right?
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to ReefSafeSun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. ReefSafeSun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
These people sound like they're yodeling underwater.
Underwater, 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 underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. We got Walt DeMartini, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger.
Bugger!
Connected via the web as well.
He's a bugger.
And I pulled out my Scuba Pro beanie right here for CJ. Go ahead and sport that for everybody on Facebook
Live.
Oh,
I got to put it on?
Yeah. You got to wear that.
Which way is
Cover
front?
Up that noggin. I put the logo up front, but right. I've saw people put it on the other way.
Have you cleaned this?
Yeah, it's been while it was drying.
Ooh, snug.
Snug. See, it even matches your shirt.
What do you think?
Because it's Scuba
snug
Pro Black.
Snug as a rug.
Yeah. I got to thank Renee for hooking me up with one of those.
Am I wearing it right?
And everybody, yeah, you're wearing it right. You look a little girly, but, you know, that's okay. That's the look you're going for, right? Barry the Bugger?
Really.
I apologize. I will not take down my shark repellent anymore.
I got to flip it up.
I can't hear.
You want to... Wait. You don't want to take a picture down with me underwater? What are you saying?
I said I'm going to keep my shark repellent up here in the studio from now on. I won't take it down in the ocean anymore.
Okay. Suck up.
So he basically, he has a shrine devoted to me in his studio. Barry the Bugger does. I think that's what he
That's right.
Doing. It's sitting right beside of his Elvis shrine.
Are there candles and like, you know, samples?
Electric candles. No, you don't want to light a real candle. The smoke alarms go off.
Is that a lock of hair? Should I be concerned?
A little.
Yeah. Don't give him one of those beanies. Because he'll put that thing on, and he will turn into one of those. What'd you say? If you put it on, you can also double as a cat burglar.
Yeah, well, you or a jewel thief
or a jewel thief,
you to,
right?
You have to look in the camera.
Uh-oh.
But or art thief.
Barry's holding up a picture of you.
He's holding up a picture of me. Oh,
look in the camera.
I look pretty good.
Wow, look at that. That picture's only like 25 years old.
Yeah, nothing.
I haven't aged more than 30 years tops. Since that picture is...
easy.
Yeah. Anyway, so do you like the beanie? Do you feel warmer
it's
now?
It's very comfortable.
See? Now, imagine wearing that on your next dive.
Yeah, totally.
Now, you're all curled up on the ears right now because you're using headphones.
Yeah, because I had to put the headphones. I couldn't hear.
All right. So everybody on Facebook Live... Oh, I see Rachel from Explorer Ventures popped in the chat room today. Hi, Rachel. She's going to join us probably in the next week or two. To answer liveaboard questions from Explorer Ventures. But if she's there now, feel free to ask away. She might answer you. But we appreciate everybody joining us on Facebook Live today. But here's a topic of discussion to, you know, talk amongst yourselves. Should CJ go with the beanie or without? To beanie or not to beanie? That is the question.
See, nobody cares.
I'm telling you. I am sold. I am sold on scuba diving with a beanie now.
How about we have to wear these while we do scuba radio?
Well, if you're cold, maybe that would make
sense. Let's just ask Rachel since she's on there. Rachel, does CJ need to wear this or not?
It would help with glare.
It would help definitely, you know, because, you know, CJ, you know, he's follically challenged. I think is a
despite
is a proper,
that setback. Well,
what you're trying to say is he's baldy locks.
Yeah, maybe we could say that too.
Exactly.
I guess. So
yeah, he swims faster that way.
He does. He's more
Let's
streamlined.
Just say I don't have to buy shampoo.
She said that scuba pro beanies are where they're at. So that's just putting it delicate to you that it did not help your face.
It depends on how you wear it.
That means she liked it.
Yeah, she's saying, would you pull it down over your face?
She likes the beanie.
Oh.
But didn't like your face.
Well, I think she was, saying, just pull it down over your face.
How dare you?
Fine. Actually, I've flirted with that idea as well. You know, a beanie is another practical item you can use on a scuba dive. Also, one of those morph suits.
Oh, what about, who was that kid on the Cosby Kids that had the... The knit hat that he pulled down over and he had two eye holes in it.
Oh, remember that guy.
Oh, on the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Not the Cosby Show, but the cartoon one.
Yeah,
Cosby Show. Yeah. The one Albert. That's still acceptable. Wait, no, I don't think that is either, is it?
Sad, really.
Yeah. But what are you trying to say? That guy was a fashion plate and you want to
Well, he had been doing something I think you just referenced. You said you were going to pull it down over your face. And that kid had it down like to his mouth.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think that was the look I was talking about.
So you wouldn't cut eye holes in it. You wouldn't be able to see.
Well, see, I just thought, one of those morph suits.
What's that?
It's basically like a dive skin that covers your entire body, not just... You know, your arms and legs and torso covers your
what
hands.
Else is left?
And your face like Deadpool?
Yeah, exactly, like Deadpool.
And that's pretty cool.
That would be pretty awesome to go down or dive
Put a couple
in a morph
of
suit.
Katana knives on your back.
And yeah, because you can see through those things, at least some parts, can't you, I think? I haven't put one on. They're very flattering of the human.
You buy a one-piece skin suit. That's what you're talking about, right?
Well, I am, yeah. But if you wear that,
dear God, no.
You think CJ looks good in a beanie? Just think what he'd look like in a beanie and a morph suit, and then you wouldn't even know it was him.
Why is it me? You were talking about.
Well, you're the male model of the crew.
No,
today.
I'm not.
Come on, let's
you're
be
in
real.
Best shape.
He is. I mean,
Greg looks pretty svelte.
He's got a six pack.
He's what everybody strives to be in 2019. CJ's already there.
Greg, Oh my God!
Just to accept these compliments.
Like
Aquaman. Oh! Yeah, Barry's
minus the hair.
Barry's like, hey, you know, I got this shrine to Greg the Dive Master in my studio. It may be time for an upgrade. CJ Curly Johnson in beanies. Oh, God help us. What have we done to kick off 2019? We've just made it very, very awkward. That's all we've done so far. But we got more coming up in hour two. Maybe we'll get back on track. We will see. But stick around. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here. Down in the mud here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.